The conference took place only a day after U.S. Defense Department officials announced that countries that oppose the Iraq war are barred from bidding on U.S.-funded reconstruction projects. A reporter asked Deirdre Lee of the Coalition Provisional Authority whether, for example, German or French companies could partner with U.S. or British firms and thus be eligible for some of the reconstruction work. Ms. Lee made clear that prime contractors must come from countries that supported the war.
We're limiting the primes, or the primes are in it, to those countries that are Iraqi, it's U.S., Iraqi coalition, and troop contributing nations, and those are the prime opportunities. But like I said, there's many, many opportunities at the subcontracting level.
The German, French, and Russian governments are displeased at being shut out from the $19 billion of prime contracts for Iraq that will soon be put out for bid. George Sigalos, representing Halliburton, which he described as the world's largest facilities and logistics company, told the conference that Halliburton is seeking partners for the work it is doing in Iraq.
We are obviously a large company. You hear about us all the time. But 71% of our business is done through subcontracts, through small business subcontracts. 71%, that's an extraordinary number. So when you people are sitting out there and you're thinking whether, you know, small, medium, or large companies, whether you can partner or join up with us or perhaps work in a JV or whatever it may be, the opportunities are there because the job needs to be done.
Halliburton is providing logistical support to the U.S. military throughout the Middle East and Central Asia and is a major recipient of reconstruction contracts. Vice President Dick Cheney is a former top executive of Halliburton. Other speakers said reconstruction is proceeding on schedule, with progress already registered in health, schools, roads, and banking. A new currency is to be introduced January 15th. A speaker from the U.S. Commerce Department said 2,000 Iraqi companies have registered to be possible recipients of reconstruction contracts. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.